Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning, right here in Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. We got a great show lined up today. In the break room, Coach Jeff Springer just hanging out, ready to, we talked about it, you know, during the week, that we could turn this into a 3-4 hour podcast, but we're going to try to do the best for you today to give you an inkling of a man that I respect with everything I have. And you will be interested to see and to hear what he has to say. Coach, thank you for coming on the show.
I'm honored. I feel like I'm in the locker room. I have, you know, you said the back room or the, I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly what you said, but I feel like I'm ready to come out of the tunnel. I'm ready. It's game day.
It is game day. I tell you what, we'll get to Coach here very shortly, but coming up right now, Passion with One Thing Remains right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. Higher than the mountains. That's Cody Carnes with Run to the Father right here on Mix Sunday Mornings. Hey, coming out of the tunnel, as we talked about earlier, Coach Jeff Springer from Houston, Texas. Is it technically Houston, Texas?
Well, because if you're not familiar with Houston, that's you know, that's pretty good description. But actually, I technically live in Montgomery, Texas, which is northwest Houston. Some people are familiar with the Woodlands, and but yeah, so Magnolia, Montgomery. I know there's Montgomery, Alabama. So some of the Alabama listeners are. I just want to make sure I clarify that. But yeah, the great state of Texas. And I'm excited to be here.
Well, Coach, tell us, you know, I asked you three things. And one, let's just start out. What has God done in your life? How has he worked in your life? And I know in your life, you have to include family. That was another question. But what has God done with your life and your family?
Oh, my gosh. You know, in a short period of time, it's hard to really even know where to begin. But this is an example of what God has done in my life. Just being on this show with one of my former players, it's all about relationship, and God places people in your life at certain times when you need them the most. And every time I turn around, God's putting somebody in my life that maybe at the time I don't realize why they're there. And then I look back and I go, thank you, Lord. Thank you for putting that man. Thank you for putting that woman. Thank you for putting that student in my life. In that person, it's always God's timing. And so, you know, just acknowledging that we need other people in our lives and then giving God the glory and, you know, thanking him for, you know, those people that he allows to cross our paths. And so, Greg, this is awesome. I mean, just think about this. It's a lifelong relationship, you know, family.
I think, Coach, we met in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
I was in the eighth grade.
Yeah. And I was, you remember what year was that? Do you remember? You graduated what year in high school?
In 90. So that had to be 86, 85.
Yeah. Watkins Junior High?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, it would have been 80, maybe 84, 85, because I went to Langham in 85. Okay. So we grew up together. I mean, that was my third or fourth year of coaching. So I was in my mid 20s or early 20s. And so we have, even though there's been long gaps of communication, the beauty of technology and to know that, you know, that I could call you or you could call me at any time is so comforting to know. And knowing that we're just a text or an email or a call away. So, I mean, that's what it's all about.
And Coach, I appreciate what you do, keeping up with our former, like you said, your former classmates, not just my classmates, but former students. And I know that you've helped out with a lot of encouraging people face. They don't understand what life will throw at you and what Satan has around every corner. And I know we've seen friends hurt, fallen, damaged. And I thank you that the Lord has put you in that position to help pick them up.
Yeah. Well, again, to God be the glory. I've lost three former students this past calendar year. And, you know, and I would say not directly related to the pandemic or COVID, but, you know, it's hard when you outlive your former students, and these were all students that were in this era that we're talking about, you know, in, around, you know, there was this, you know, I had a unique situation. I started off at Watkins Junior High for 3 years, and then I moved up with high school, with the kids in high school. So I had some of those students for 7 years, 7, 6, and 5. And that only happens one time in a 34-year career. You don't usually go back and start over. But in that window, that Langham Creek Lobo family, even though I've been several other schools since then, remain, you know, very, very important in my life.
I'll tell you what, Coach, if you don't mind, would you like to come back for another segment? We have so much to talk about.
Let's do it.
Word suit up. I love it. You know, I am a huge Iron Man fan. I love Iron Man, not because the superhero, but I love it because the light comes from the heart. And that's where the Lord, that's where he rests, that's where he is. And, you know, I wear my Iron Man shirts all the time because I love that part of it. And that is talking about suiting up in the armor. So when we come back, we'll talk about Suit Up Ministries. Coach Jeff Springer with us this morning. Coming up, Zach Williams, Heaven Help Me.
When I can't find the words.
That was Unspoken right here on Sunday Morning Mix, Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. We had to twist his arm. He's back out of the locker room. Coach Jeff Springer live from, we'll say Houston, Texas, because we're in Sylacauga, Alabama. Like you said, Houston, Texas is close enough for all of us around here. When we came off our last break, you've coached for many years. You've been an educator for many years. You were a principal. But after all that, something started, and it was called Suit Up Ministries. And that's what I'm excited for you to come on the show and tell us about what you're doing. What is Suit Up Ministries and what does it do?
Yeah. Well, Greg, really, I started in 2008. So some people are bivocational. I was really kind of, if there is such a thing, I was trivocational because not only was I a principal of a high school with 2,800 students for 14 years at the Magnolia High School, was also on staff part-time at a local church as the minister of men. But then I also, God laid it on my heart to start up Suit Up Ministries, this nonprofit. And it's all about equipping men to be the dads that God has called them to be. You know, we're in a crisis with our families. And so we asked the question, where are all the dads? And so Suit Up Ministries is all about two things, simplistically. Number one, encouraging dads to continue to be the dad that they are, because rarely does anybody bring attention to a dad who's doing his job. You know, we are looked upon as maybe the non-essential, you know, the buffoon, you know, the one that is, you know, the, you know, helpless, you know, and depicted in a lot of you know, TV shows and movies, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a turn in that. I do see a positive trend in that. But so to tell dads that, hey, keep it up. We love what you're doing. And thanks for being the daily active devoted dad. That's what we say dad stands for, daily active devotion. The other end of the continuum is to encourage men that have walked for whatever reason, have been on the sidelines, have, you know, been in the stands, to get in the game. You know, we say every day is game day. So suit up and come on, dads, get in the game. So every day God gives us is game day. And so our basic foundational or one of our foundational scriptures is Romans 13, 12. The night is nearly over. The dawn is nearly here. So put away the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. In other words, suit up.
Well, that is, you know, I'm speechless about that because I hear the passion. I see the Lord working. I know what He's done, and I'm excited to see what He is still going to do with Suit Up Ministries. And if we can keep you for another segment,
let's do it.
Let's talk about how Suit Up Ministries can grow. We touched on a phone call the other day, and how it can grow out of Houston, Texas, maybe to Alabama. Shameless plug.
Absolutely.
All right. When we come back, we'll have some more of Coach Jeff Springer, but right now, Elevation Worship with Rattle right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Saturday was silent. Mercy Me on Mix Sunday Morning right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. We're keeping him on the field this morning, and he's doing such a good job. I can't take him off. He's playing offense, defense, special teams for me, Coach Jeff Springer.
Hey, just put me in, Coach, and leave me in. Four quarters. We're going four quarters.
Four quarters. No overtime in this one, though. We know where overtime is. We just want to stay on the field for the regular game.
That's right. We want to hang on to the ball and keep moving.
Okay, Coach, we talked about Suit Up Ministries and all that it does in equipping dads to be who they're called to be, who the Lord wants us to be. You know, we're not, any more special than mom, because God created Eve and He created mom for something really special in our lives. But He's called dads to do certain things. The Bible lays it out for us, and we want to talk about Suit Up Ministries and how it can grow. And we used the word huddle in a phone call. What is a huddle in the future vision of Suit Up Ministries?
Well, Greg, let me just again reiterate what you just said. I appreciate that you pointed out the role of the mom. Because, you know, no way does a Suit Up Ministry want to ever diminish that role. We give thanks to God for the women and the aunties and the grandmas that have literally stood in the gap, trying to be both. But we both, you know, and they've done a great job so many times, but it would be so much easier if the man, the dad, the father would stand beside his wife, or at least the woman, the mother of their children. You know, so many times, we one of the first things we tell men, the greatest thing you can do for your kids is love their mom. But we also know that things happen. We also know that people grow sometimes apart. But you will always be the dad. You always be the father. I want to distinguish the difference between being a father and a dad. A father, you know, you can father children, but a dad is the daily act of devoted man who chooses to be the dad, to stick around. You know, in my opinion, a dad is not somebody who walks and shirks its obligation. A dad is somebody who stays in the game, as you say, stays on the field. Off the bench and in the game, daily active devoted. And so what does Suit Up do? We encourage men to be champions. We encourage them not only to be champions in their family, but to champion other men. So we grow that through what we call huddles. We encourage men to use our curriculum that's online accessible. And we call it the locker room, to create their own neighborhood huddles. I don't care where they meet, when they meet, who they invite, how often they meet, but we ask them to use our curriculum. And so we do some trainings of champions, you know, and we do that near and far, just like the Bible says. And right now, I'm so excited to tell you that we're not only in the Houston area, we're in Kenya and we're in Uganda. Once a month or twice a month, I Zoom with like 350, 400 Ugandans who travel sometimes, Greg, 6 hours one way for a 2-hour Zoom meeting. Now, I'm not sure we have too many listeners that would do that. And that's the issue. That's the problem. And in 2008, I thought we would start this ministry, this dad ministry movement. You know, sometimes I refer to it as the dad movement more than a ministry. Because we need to get men, you know, to move and to not retreat, to advance. And so we you know, in my simple mind, you know, thought that we would start this revival right in Magnolia and Montgomery in this greater Houston area. But yet through a pandemic, a global pandemic, God has enlarged our territory and blessed us indeed, like the prayer of Jabez, and open doors in 2 African nations and soon to be 4, the Congo and Ethiopia, and they're hungry. And so it's like the parables, you know, the 4 soil. You know, sometimes we get tired of throwing seeds on the ground that don't take. And so you go where it's fertile. And, you know, some people will say, well, why would you go, you know, somewhere across the ocean? You know, I go where people are hungry. Where men are hungry. So right now, Greg, the revival is happening in the heart of an African nation, and primarily in Uganda.
Well, Coach, that is again. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord. I know you don't do this alone. That you have warriors. To God. God tells us in the Bible that, you know, to surround ourselves with friends, with coworkers that will make us better. Iron sharpens iron. And if you don't mind, if you can stay one more segment with us.
Yes.
I know people are, we've got the hook out. You've got, you just sunk them in right there. I mean, they bit it. So let's come back for one more segment. Coming up, Lincoln Brewster, Matt Mayer, Big Daddy Weave, but right now it's Hillsong United, Good Grace. People. The afters, I will feel no more. Did I get that right, Coach? Yes, I will fear no more right here on Alabama's Best Mix 106.5, Sunday Morning Mix. Greg Wyckoff, Jeff Springer with us. Coach, we keep you for one last segment. I appreciate you taking the time to share a little bit of your life, to share what God has done with you. I guess first people will probably ask me, how do I get in touch with him? You know, how do we, you know, I hope they just flood this, that, hey, we want to huddle. We want this huddle in my basement. We want to do it here. Or maybe we want to do it in the stadium. We want to do it in the stands, mm-hmm. Maybe the basketball court. Hey, baseball season is starting. Let's do it in the locker room. How do they get in touch with you? What's the best way? Email?
Yeah. Well, you can email me, and it's very easy. It's just jeff@suitupministries.org. That's all one word, suitupministries.org. And if you want to check out the website, it's just www.suitupministries.org. And, you know, there's a plethora of there's, you know, all kinds of media on there, and you can really, I think you can peruse the homepage there and scroll down and see we have what we call a dad blog. You can subscribe to that and receive that weekly. You can subscribe to the Locker Room, which is, we think, is a one-stop shop. We don't think there's anything like it. There's a lot of one-stop shop resources for women and family and children and youth, but there's not really a one-stop shop for dads. And so the Locker Room is either a monthly subscription or annual subscription that will give you prescriptions on how to be the dad. But so anyway, those are probably the best two. You know, again, jeff@suitupministries.org or suitupministries.org. You can connect us with us there as well. But, you know, I will say this, Greg, Suit Up will travel. You know, Jeff Coach Springer will travel. But the great thing about it is with this technology, I Zoom every day with groups. You know, I do, you know, we're kicking off. We hope we kick off this Wednesday called Wake Up Wednesdays, 6 a.m. It's a mastermind that you can either do a seven week, 1 hour mastermind. So it's live for dads. You know, we can't do this thing alone. You know, there's not, I don't know if you did, but I didn't get one. Did you get an owner's manual when you had your first child?
No, sir, I didn't.
Yeah, they're instructional manual. I tell this all the time. I can remember, my daughter is 33 years old. I have a son and a daughter, 32 and 33. They're 15 months apart. And I remember, Greg, like it was yesterday, literally, when my head hit the pillow the first night that I brought my daughter home from the hospital. And I realized at that moment that my daughter is not a puppy. That this is a lifelong, you know, responsibility, a gift from God that from here on out, from that point on, I have a daughter and I'm a dad. As long as I'm alive, it is, you know, my dad passed away when he's 83. He attended, we used to do what we call dad universities, in person, one half day, full day, different variants of men's conferences. And my dad at 80 years old attended my very first dad U. And some people would say, well, why at 80 years old would he attend? And my dad was a kind of man that felt like he can, no matter how good a dad you are, you can always learn something else.
Yes, sir.
And so we had dads that needed reconciliation. We had dads that been there, done that dads. We had empty nest dads. We had dads raising daughters, dads raising boys, future dads, young dads, you know, blended family dads, divorced dads. We had speakers for, you know, the goal was that when they attended dad university during the day, they heard at least one speaker that related to their current life stage. And so, so we continue to do that online with this online presence. And, you know, I just look forward to hearing from your audiences, members and connecting. And maybe this is something, like you said, we don't know what God's going to do, but he's going to continue to enlarge the territory and, we've got to get the attention of the men in our country. This is the last thing I'm going to say. And then you can, if we have any time, answer any questions, but, our community, think about this, the community is that you live in is a reflection of, you know, the schools oftentimes, and schools are sometimes a reflection of the churches, and the churches are a reflection of the families, and the families are a reflection of the dad. So it goes all the way back. If we want strong communities, we want strong schools, we want strong churches, we want strong families, we need to have dads that will get off the bench and get in the game, and realize that every day God gives us this game day, and it's a suit up.
Well, thank you, Coach, for that, because I've always believed in being a dad, and it seems like now I'm the one that gets the babies. Like you said, I didn't have that manual starting out, but now I'm the one that says, hey, give the crying baby goes to Greg. It goes to, because I've lived my life with the greatest commandment, and that is to love. And whether I am instructing, it's with love. Whether I am, I guess the word is punishment, whether, you know, you punish in love. And in every situation, you deal with kids, you deal with youth, you deal with people, you deal in love. And it's not my love. It's the love that the Lord has through me. And it seems to have made my life a little bit smoother.
Well, amen. And let me just say, Greg, that I do not doubt that one second. And I, of all the hundreds of kids that I have either been their teacher or their principal or their coach, you, and I'm not just saying this, I can go right back to coaching you and the attitude that you had as a player, like whatever you need me to do, coach, that attitude, you've lived that. I saw it then and I see it now. You've been faithful and humble, which is a rare trait in almost anybody you run into back then. And even nowadays, even more so, it's important to be humble. Humble thyself before the Lord and he will lift you up in his due time. And so thanks be to God for you and what you do, Greg. And thanks for continuing to do that. When you say you're the one that people hand the babies to, well, guess what? You're in great training. Not only are you a great dad, you're going to be an amazing grandpa one day.
Well, it's coming. It is. It's coming just in a few months. And also what's coming, every day I turn into my neighborhood, and in front of my neighborhood is a car dealership. It's just a small car dealership, but back in the back corner of that lot is what's called the party bus. And it's kind of a modern extended, and it says party bus and it has speakers, graphics on it. And I thought, man, Suit Up Ministries. I mean, the first day I saw it, I said, Suit Up Ministries. So there's no telling on the path that the Lord directs you on, where we go. But I know he has put you in my life. And it wasn't for football. You know, if there's one thing I could go back and do in my life, I love that game so much. Yeah. I would go back and play that game. But, Coach, I love you more than that. And thank you for taking the time to share with us what God is doing in your life, and just not in Houston, Texas, but he's taking you around the world. And I would love for you to be with that technology, that you don't have to go overseas. There's some dads that need to be suited up here in Sylacauga, Alabama.
Let's do it.
All right. We can contact you, Jeff@suitupministries.org. And the website is www.suitupministries.org. Simple enough. Well, Coach, God bless you. Have a great day. I hope you are headed off to Sunday morning service.
It is. Hey, this is the Lord, the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a great day, Greg, to be alive.
Well, coming up, it's Carrie Jobe with the blessing right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Hillsong Worship, what a beautiful name, right here on Sunday Morning Mix on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. I hope you enjoyed Coach Jeff Springer this morning and Suit Up Ministries, and we'll have more of that coming soon. But right now, we have Carrie Jobe with the blessing.